Last week, while Senator Lisa Murkowski was in the national spotlight after defying her party on health care, Alaska's other Republican senator, Dan Sullivan, stuck to the party line and attracted little attention. This was hardly the first time they've split their votes. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin has the story.
Murkowski is getting all kinds of disapproval on social media from people who say she betrayed the party when she voted with Democrats to preserve the Affordable Care Act. On CNN this week, she made no apologies, saying she fended off a hard sell at the White House.
I made a statement to the president with my colleagues and with his team there that I'm not voting for the Republican Party. I'm voting for the people of Alaska.
She and Sullivan both say they vote for what's right for Alaska, but their votes differ about 6% of the time. If that doesn't sound like a lot, keep in mind that a good deal of Senate votes are nearly unanimous, and most of the rest follow party lines. If you rank all 52 Republican senators according to how often they've voted against the majority of their party this year, Murkowski is number 4. She zigged while the rest of the Republicans zagged 11 times, often on hot-button issues. She voted against President Trump's Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos. She voted to continue Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. And she voted to allow Americans to buy cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Sullivan and most other Republicans voted the opposite way. He's voted with the majority of his party nearly 99% of the time. Twice he voted against, once to object to NASA's use of Russian-made rockets, another time to support a non-binding statement on the importance of Medicaid expansion. Of the 20 states that have two Republican senators, Alaska is near the top of the list for vote disagreement. Only Arizona and Kentucky's Republican senators disagree with each other more. Congressional scholar Norm Ornstein at the American Enterprise Institute says the differences between the two Alaska senators were on full display during the health care proceedings last month.
For a lot of us who've watched the Senate, it was a puzzle that while she was very direct in standing up for a large group of Alaskans deeply affected by the Medicaid cuts, he said nothing and voted with Mitch McConnell.
As Ornstein sees it, it goes back to Murkowski's reelection of 2010, when she lost the Republican primary and won the general on a write-in with no party help. She was reelected in the conventional way last year, but Ornstein says 2010 proves she's popular enough in Alaska that she doesn't have to worry about conservative groups like Club for Growth or Heritage Action making too much headway against her.
She feels a greater level of independence, I think, from some of those tribal pressures of the party. And Sullivan appears to be much more willing to succumb to those tribal pressures.
Sullivan scoffs at the suggestion that he votes as he does out of party loyalty.
No, I vote my mind and my conscience.
He says the Republicans have a good team in the Senate, so he's not surprised his votes are in line. He says he's met with every cabinet secretary he's voted for, and deputy secretaries and assistant secretaries. And he was proud to vote to repeal 14 regulations of the Obama years. And Sullivan says he was working hard behind the scenes to make the health care bill better for Alaskans, with more Medicaid money and a national fund for addiction and mental health treatment.
I spent 7 months and 90% of my time on health care, but we'll keep working.
Sullivan points out he and Murkowski have both voted with their party more than 9 out of 10 times, so they're not that far apart. Anchorage conservative talk show host Dave Stearin says Alaska's Republican Party spans a lot of ideological ground, and the senators represent different camps within it.
Sullivan tending to be a bit more dogmatic in regards to conservative principles. Senator Murkowski is, as you know, as some of her critics have described her, she's not conservative.
Stearin says callers to his show were pretty mad after Murkowski voted against Republican health care efforts, But he doesn't think it'll hurt her.
People are angry. You know, oh, I'm so upset with her. I can't believe she did this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they were never fans of hers and may have never voted for her to begin with.
The Senate is now on its August recess. Next month, the Senate Health Committee plans to hold bipartisan hearings on how to fix particular problems in the Affordable Care Act. Murkowski is a member of that committee, and it's what she's wanted all year. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.